time for another local hero spotlight with Claire Morneau of FISA. We are in a really weirdly shaped parcel of land in North Amherst. We're technically in North Amherst, right?
We are, yeah.
At a new-ish farm, because you only started like right around the pandemic. But what's your name and what's this farm?
I'm Ellie Meyer, and with my wife Linda, we started Carrot Corner Farm during the pandemic, named after the shape of our land, so it is weirdly shaped, yes.
It does kind of look like a carrot in traditional New England fashion of just like throwing the lines where they may and figuring it out from there. But I was reading about this, and this land has actually been divided a lot over the years. It was originally a farm like ages ago.
Yeah, so the original house is kind of on the radio, you can't see it, but over in the corner there, there's like a 1700s old house. And then the house in front of us, it used to be an inn in the 1800s. It was one of the original inns in the area. And this whole big parcel almost down to the railroad tracks was, I think, a dairy farm at one point, and slowly got cut up into houses, and this is just about the last remaining parcel from that big farm. And we came out looking for a piece of land, and luckily it was before the pandemic, so the prices hadn't shot up yet, and we could afford it, and this was perfect. It was in town, but farmable, and snapped it up, yeah.
I feel like we should also mention that you came to this land from the sea.
Yeah.
You lived on a boat in the Boston area. What put your family on the boat?
It sounded fun. That was basically it, yeah. Didn't have any experience with sailing or anything, and we went for it. And then my wife swore she wasn't going to live there with kids, but there we were. And when we looked around, there were actually a decent number of kids. There was a really nice liveaboard community, and the kids would run down the docks to find their friends, but there were no teenagers. So as our kids started getting older, we realized we were going to have to find another adventure, and this is our next adventure.
I like that. I was going to say, it seems like living on a boat versus farming are almost opposites somehow, but maybe not. They're both kind of big adventures.
They are, yeah. And things we didn't know anything about when we started, so.
Yeah.
That was going to be my next question. Thank you for answering it in advance. Like, so neither you nor your partner, Linda, had previous experience farming before you decided to buy a parcel of farmland.
Nope. That's learning, but no real learning. A few gardens in both of our lives, but yeah.
And we are at Carrot Corner Farm in North Amherst with Ellie and Claire Morneau of CISA. So you bought this parcel right before the pandemic, but started the farm during the pandemic.
Yeah, you know, living in a 150 square foot in a boat in Boston when the playground's shut down and you have two young kids seemed like a good idea to just go camp out on 6 acres and have some room. So that's what we did, yeah. And then we jumped into building our house, which we also had never done anything like that before. So we're living out here in a tent and building our house and starting the farm during the pandemic. But it was nice, actually. It meant we had a lot of people coming by, people coming with tractors and electrician, and, you know, we got to be really good friends with a carpenter that was helping us out a bunch, and it ended up being a really good pandemic experience for us.
Tell us about your farm now. What does it look like a couple years in?
Yeah, this is now our fifth or sixth year. We have, yeah, a little under an acre if you add it all up, I think. We're trying to grow for our neighbors, basically, so we've put a farm stand out on the road, and we do have a lot of neighbors that come by, and we go down to the Amherst Farmers Market, which is one of the really nicest farmers markets in the area. We have a table there. I encourage everyone to come down and see all the vendors there on Saturday mornings. We basically grow a variety of different, mostly vegetables, but some fruits as well. Strawberries are about to come out, but also a lot of tomatoes and lettuce and some herbs and potatoes. We try carrots. Carrots, it turns out we would have never named our farm Carrot Corner if we knew how hard they were to grow. But we get some.
I think I'm looking at a peach tree, if I'm not mistaken.
You are. The peaches are the only things that the deer don't eat as far as trees. So before we had this fence, the peach tree survived and all the others got munched to the nub. We just put the fence up this spring, so we'll see if we're more successful with a fence than without. So far, the orchard is just for us. Hopefully, we'll get enough that we can start giving our neighbors some peaches and apples and stuff, too, but we'll see. Trees take a while.
Tell us about your growing practices.
So we try to use no-till for the most part. We're not certified organic, but we try to use organic practices and buy organic seeds, and we almost never spray anything. We're small enough that a lot of times we can get the bugs by hand. I think a lot of organic farms do this. Your crops get eaten and you plant again because there's not a lot you can do without all of the chemical sprays. We do our best. And it works. You know, we do get quite a bit of food out of a little bit of land. So
it's a good reminder that even if your local farm isn't necessarily certified organic, they're probably engaging with organic practices. You're still better off getting something from a local farm than your supermarket coming, like, from further and further away where you can't be sure that that's happening, or that the organic practices in a certain state are the same as other practices in other places. You're still better off just getting stuff locally.
Certification is not only costs money, but it costs a lot of time. You have to document everything, and for a small farm, that's a real burden. So a lot of them aren't documented certified organic, but when you know, we all chat, and they're all trying to use good practices that are good for the land, and you're getting stuff that was picked that morning often when you're getting it at our stand or at the market, so you can taste the difference as well as know that there's a difference.
That's true. We're at Carrot Corner Farm here in North Amherst. What's been one of the biggest learning curves for you as a new farmer?
Well, it's always a surprise that stuff actually comes up and you get to eat it. I mean, it's not something that I just naturally expect that is going to happen, so...
I understand that. I started things from seed for the first time this year, and my okra just came up. I'm like, oh no, these okra seeds are dead. I'm the saddest, and I just got like one sprout this morning.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, so it's kind of incredible that you put these little seeds in the ground and you get to eat. And it's not a surprise, but it's a ton of work.
Yes, farming is a lot of work for very little reward, even though it rewards everybody.
That's a good line. Yeah. You said you built a brand new greenhouse. This is the most boat-like greenhouse I've ever seen.
Yeah, isn't it cool that it came out that way?
Yes.
So you can only get so far away from the sea.
Yes.
we worked with a guy, Ben Goldberg, that... He built composting toilets and greenhouses. That's his shtick. And he had a friend who's a professional greenhouse builder that just has junkyards full of old greenhouse parts. So a lot of the parts come off of these old Gothic greenhouses like you see at some of the colleges in the area.
Cool.
That he had torn apart. And they ended up coming out in this sort of boat-like shape. Yeah. It came out, we really love it. It came out really cool. And we also put underground, we put what's called a climate battery. So if you come in, you can probably almost hear it on the microphone. If we go in, there's air when it gets hot in the summer. This is our first summer running it, so we don't know if it works, but it's supposed to pump air down through a whole bunch of tubes under the ground, and it heats up all the ground underneath. And then in the fall, supposedly, we'll be able to run air through there and heat the air and heat our greenhouse using that stored summer energy.
Cool. Yeah, this is the second time I've seen one of those, and the other people that I know have one are in the Berkshires and they say it works. So like, congratulations, that's really awesome. Can we go inside the greenhouse?
Sure.
Because
yeah,
like,
come on in.
Now I'm super curious, especially about this process and seeing it in person, and it is genuinely the coolest thing. It's just like a thermal battery you put in the ground underneath your greenhouse to allow you more growing time and space.
Yeah, so you can't see much, but you can see this long tube up in the corner of the greenhouse. It's a 14-inch, I think it's what they use to build sewer lines or something like that.
They
bought it over in Hatfield. And that goes down, and then along the edge, 4 foot down here, you can't see it, there's a slightly smaller tube that's called a collector. And then out of that, there's a bunch of little 4-inch fabric-covered tubes that I think get used by landscapers to put water and stuff underneath lawns. And so we have about 25 or 30 of those running the length of the greenhouse at different levels. And then in the other corner here, kind of the opposite corner, there's a smaller tube sticking up, and you can put your hand over it and you can feel the air coming out, and that's coming through underground.
And that's awesome, because the air coming out of it right now is cool.
Yeah, it's
cooler, yeah. So it drops, when I've tested it, it drops the temperature in here 5 to 10 degrees in the heat, even with screen doors and vents open and stuff, it still makes a bit of a difference.
Is your farm stand self-service?
It is self-service, yeah.
Daylight hours, something like that?
Yeah. I mean, we don't have a door on it yet, so I guess you could come at night, too. The squirrels also can come at night. Yes, come back in July. There'll be a lot of good stuff, or even late June. We should have a lot of snap peas and some other early stuff. So.
And which farmers markets can they find Carrot Corner vegetables and starts currently, but not for much longer, because you should have started those plants by now.
You should, although it's not too late.
Not too late. No.
Stop by. I'll leave everything up for tomorrow. just the Amherst Farmers Market. We're just, our ambition is not beyond where we live. So we're on our road, and we're at the Amherst Farmers Market Saturday mornings from 8 to 1:30, and that's it.
It sounds like you're thinking about season extension, like how to make your season go longer into the fall. Do you have other things that, as you look to the future, you're hoping to build on or expand?
We're not really looking to grow a whole lot bigger than we are. We would like to get better at using the land we have, obviously, and be able to produce more and do it with a little bit less work. And so one of the things that we are doing towards that end right now, we actually have a SARE grant, a sustainable agriculture grant, looking at, we're trying not to use a lot of plastic or petroleum products. All our tools are electric here. A lot of farms will cover the ground with plastic sheet to suppress weeds, because weeding is like half the work. And so we're trying out this paper mulch product that's supposed to do something similar, and looking at paper versus no paper beds to see if things grow better, if there's less weeding. And so far it's working for some crops, which is great. There's like onions, for instance, that works really well for us. So we have done a lot less weeding on our onions than we have in the past.
Why paper instead of straw or something like that?
We have a lot of grasses and other perennials that have these big roots, and they just power right up through the straw, but the paper is continuous, so they can't as easily power up through the paper. I think that's why people use those plastic sheets as well.
No holes for them to gain purchase through.
Right. Well, you're surprised. You know, the hole you have to make for your plant, some of them find their way to it and come up. But
squatters find their way through.
At least you're only weeding right there and not.
Right. Can we see that? Is there a...
Oh, wow, this is really neat.
Yeah.
This actually looks more like, it almost reminds me of like muslin, like the cloth, rather than paper, and almost looks like seed sheets that you can buy if you're doing sort of planned gardening at home.
Yeah, exactly. And it degrades. So we just leave it. It adds carbon to the soil. By next spring, it'll mostly be gone. There'll maybe be little bits of it. And you can see right over there, that's the control. So there's no paper there. You can see the onions in it, but it's a little harder because there's an awful lot of weeds.
Yeah.
No, it's been good. And the thing is, a lot of us are really small. I mean, we're particularly really small. but a lot, even the big ones in the area are not big by national standards. So it's not, we're competing with Whole Foods. So we're not really competing with each other as much, a little bit. But, you know, it's not like our neighbors that come to our farm stand are not going to, you know, the next one a block down the road.
Yeah, and congratulations on this really vibrant farm here. It's lovely to be on a parcel that's getting used the way that it was originally intended. I can see the tip of the carrot right here.
It keeps going, actually.
Oh, whoa, really?
Through those woods, yep. The tip is another same distance beyond there. We had a couple of huge maple trees fall down back there, so a lot of our house is built from those maples, and we now are making cutting boards and tables and other stuff that we sometimes bring down to the farmer's market.
Cool.
So out of wood that came down in the tip of the carrot.
You have a planer?
I do.
You had a boat, you built a house, you have a planer. Wow, your life is somehow very magical.
I can't complain at all, yeah. Well, I do, but I can't.